If somebody sells his field when there was nothing the din of Yovel. Now, whenever you sell your field in the times of Yovel, the halacha is you get your field back by Yovel. If you're selling it 10 years before Yovel, it's like a king of Paris. You're only selling it that this person has a right to use your field for the next 10 years. That means he can use the produce of the next 10 years, and after that it comes back to you. So the Zman Yovel was noig, it's always called, whenever you sell karka, it's always called the Kenyan Paris. I'm only selling you the right to use the fruits of it for the next 10 years. So Rav Yechir Anoma, maybe the Kaira, the person that buys this field, the fruits, he has a right to bring it for Bikurim and Kareya. That's Rav Yechir Lishitosa, no, the Kenyan Paris is the Kenyan Aguftami. Resh Lakish Rama, no, maybe the Inner Kareya. You bring it, but you can't be Kareya. You don't own the karka, it's not called Aladama Shinasatli. We have Yechna Nama, maybe the Kaira, why? Kinyan Paris, Kinyan Aguvdomi. We have Shlaka Shama, maybe the Ena Kaira, Kinyan Paris, lots of Kinyan Aguvdomi. No, you don't own the karka, it's not a Kinyan Aguv, so you can't be Kareya. The Gemara says, not Srichi, we need the Machlekas both places. Both here by, if you sell it by Yevil, and both before. If you, in the first machlokes said we're not Yovel is noig, because man shein ha Yovel noig. Stam, you sell your fields directly for Paris. So what do we need the machlokes two times? For a muscle like this, the itma behi di kamar shlokish the chikonachas adat the peri. Only the first gemara we're talking about, because man shein ha Yovel noig. So then, if you sell the kark, it's a good sale. What's the case talking about before? If you say clearly, I'm only selling you the Paris. I'm only selling you the field that you could work on it and use the Paris. So there, Rosh Lakish says, Kinyan Paris, Laka Kinyan Gufdami, because when you first went down, we spoke out clearly, you only have a right to use it for the Paris, that's all. Avo Bahach, but this man, Shai Yevon Noyik, when I sell you kark, I speak out, I'm selling you the whole kark, that's the lashon we use. Tiyadayt, the Gufi Kanochis. Then when a person goes down to use this field for the next 10 years, like as if he's going down to really own the kark. There's only halacha that when it comes Yovel, you have to return it. But there it's a stronger halacha, because you're selling the karka. Same, but then I would have thought to say, Moidele Rav Yechanan, maybe Resh Lakish would agree to Rav Yechanan that Bizman Shai Yovel Noyig, if you sell the guf of the karka, maybe the person that buys it could say the parasha. Kamash will know still, that since Lamaisa, the guf of the karka, you have to give back by Yovel, it's only called that you bought the Paris. And therefore, king in Paris is not like the goof, and you cannot say the parasha bikurim. Now, let us just say the second case over here by Yovel. The Yitma, both would only say the machlokes by Yovel. Bokom Rav Yechanan. I would have thought to say only by Yovel does Rav Yechanan say that the king in Paris is the king in Aguvdami. Why? Because like we just said, you went down to buy it, you're owning the karka. Abba b'hach. But this man, Shein, I Yovel noig. And I'm only selling it to you clearly for the Paris. Maybe then Rav Yechanan would agree to Resh Lakish that at that time Kinyan Paris is not a Kinyan Aguvdami Tzricha. That's why I need both Machlokes, and in both cases Rav Yechanan says just the right to use the field for Paris is called like you own the Kaker also. And Resh Lakish says no, even Bizman Shayovel Noig, that Amam is selling you the Kaker, but since the person gets his Kaker back by Yovel, it's considered like I'm only selling you the rights to use the to use it for its Paris. That's Laka Kinyan Aguvdami. You can't be Kareya. Toshima, come in here. Hakoyin Ilon, if you buy a tree, the Karkoy, and the land with it. So maybe the Kareya. You could be maybe, and you could be Kareya. So it's Mashma only because you bought the Karka. Mashma, if you did not buy the Karka, you cannot. Or that is the Rashi says. We're talking about Bizman Shayevo Nayig. So you see, even though you have to give it back, still you could be Kareya. Tomorrow says, no, I'm asking him, Bizman Shein HaYevel Noig. We're talking about now, Bizman Yevel is not Noig. So therefore, if you buy Karka, if sheet it's you, you own the Karka, you keep it, you could be Kareya. Alright, turn over. Toshima, come in here. Says, HaKoinish Ne'ilonis, B'toich Sodeo Shechaveroi. You don't buy the Karka, you just buy two trees in your friend's field. So then the law for is, maybe be in a Kareya. From the fruits that grow on your two trees, you bring Bikurim, but you cannot be Kareya the Pasha, because you do not own the Karka underneath the trees. What about Hoshloisha? If you buy three trees in your friend's field, then the law of the Gemara says in the Mabasra is that maybe the Kareya. Why? Because then you bought the kark in between. You own the kark also. See, the havamin again was bezman shayyiv onayi. So you only have a schus peris. Still, you are kareya. So Mara says, no. Hachinami bezman shena yayiv onayi. He was talking about bezman shena yayiv onayi. In other words, if you just own the trees without the karka, not even a schus kinyan peris in the karka, then for sure you can't be kareya. It's only when you own the karka for the peris. So if you only bought the ilanis, you don't. But if you buy three ilanis, then you own the karka in between it. So the question was, that mean it was talking about bezman ayovel? Kamashkuma no, bezman shen ayovenoik. Then the Gemara says another terrace could even be. Fahashta the yomer of chizda. Machlokes beyovel sheni. You know when the machlokes of yechon reshlokes is, bezman yovel, the second yovel. After the Jews got used to the loch of yovel. Abel beyovel rishon. But by the first yovel there wasn't klai Yisrael, the Jews were not used to this Indian of giving back the karka. So right after like it went into the Eretz Yisrael, the first Yovel, the first 50 years, they weren't even during the first 49 years, the first few years, they weren't used to it. They did not know what it means. If I sell you karka, I'm going to get it back later. So then we say, Divrei Hakol, maybe the Kareya. Everybody agrees when the Jews sold his karka then, his mind was to give the karka away completely. He didn't believe, he didn't know what this means. Yovel, I'll get my karka back. He didn't think about getting it back. Therefore, when I sold it to you, I meant that you should really keep the karka. And the person that bought it also had a mind to keep the karka. Then everybody holds that you could be karei also. The akati le samach datayu, because the people that were not samach das, they didn't think they'll get the karka back again. It's only after the first yovel was noig that the Jews saw it's taka true, that when it comes yovel, we get our karka back. Now, by the next yovel already, when somebody went to sell his field, he knew what he's talking about. That when I'm selling it to you now, I'm only selling it to you that you can use it until the Yovel. But I know I'm going to get it back later. So then it's considered, according to Rosh Lakish, I'm only selling you the Perish Shabbai, and you can't be Korei. So if so, like Kashtan, there'll be no stiro here also. I'll tell you, Ho the Yovel Rishain, Ho the Yovel Shani. That's the price of the Mashma, you could bring the Korean and the Korea, that's Yovel Rishain. And the one that says you can't is Yovel Shani. Now the Gemara says, let's say this machlokes of Kinyan Peiris and Kinyan Aguftami is a machlokes Tanoi. Minayin lekeich sodim yoviv. Vegdisha, how do you know if you buy your field off your father? Minayin lekeich sodim yoviv. A son buys the field off his father. Vegdisha, and then the son right away is makdish to karka. V'yachakach meisoviv, and then his father dies, then he should have yashin his karka. Minayin chetel lefon kesteas chachuza. How do we know that this karka now is to yovel? Like a steyachuza, which means, if the son is not poiderit goyled back from Hegdish, if Hegdish sells it to somebody else, at the end of yovel it goes back to Hegdish, like Hegdish keeps it, Talmud the Apostle says like this, in es sedei miknosoi, if you sell a stey miknosoi, ashaloi misteyachuza, that's not from your steyachuza. But if you're makdish a steyachuza, that stays by hegdish li'elam. But if you're makdish a karka that you bought, so the lachr is, you bought it only into yovel. When it comes yovel, it's supposed to go back to the owner. So when you're makdish it now, it's the same halacha. You only makdish it into yovel. But when it becomes yovel, the din is it goes back to its first owner. So now the kliyuk over here is, soda sheinu ruya liyos steyachuza. Only a field that's not oimed, it can't be a steyachuza. Because if you went and bought a field of somebody else, so that's not yours, that's not your Yerusha, you bought it. The locker is there by Yevla, goes back to the original owner. So then if you makdish the fields, when it comes Yevla, goes home. Yota Sazu, Mashenka, this kark over here. Sheruya liya steyachuza. Divi Reb Yudhi Reb Shimon. Here when the son bought this kark off his father, true, right now it's not the son's achuza. Like the father's still alive, he did not yashin his father. He only bought it, it's only called the stay mekach, he only bought it. But since this field could be an achuza, when his father dies, then he yashins the field. And the din of Yerusha is, that field stays with you li'olam. By Yerusha, by Yovel, doesn't go to anybody else, it stays by you. Yovel only says, if you bought karka of somebody else, you have to give it back to him by Yovel. But any karka that's possible to be in achuza, that's the posse that if you makdish it, it stays by Hegdish. That's what Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon say. Rameya says no, the Dash and Apostle in this case. Minayin, how do I know? The Lakeyach Sodin Meyovit. If you buy your field off your father, Umay Sabav, and then your father dies, so you Yash in the field. And now, the Yachakach Egdisha, now you're Makdish this field. Minayin, Shtelephon, Kasteachuz, how do we know to say now that it stays by Hegdish? It's called the Hegdish, it's like you are Makdish. Asadachuz, that's Mamish yours. That then you have the right to give it over to Hegdish. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Im Estay Miknosoi. Only when you sell it, give it, when you Makdish a Kaka that you bought. Asher loy misdechuz osir. Rashi, this is extra. It didn't have to say Asher loy misdechuz a trita. We're talking about a sod miknosoi. Why does it have to say Asher loy misodiachuz osir? Not from a field that's yours that you yashin it. So we're dashing like this. When do we say when you mark to something, you'll get it back by yovim? Soda shena steyachuz. Only b'shas you mark to shit, it was not yours. It was not like a Yerushadik field yet. Yossi Sezum, Ashenken over here, she's steyachuz. But over here, that your father died already, and now you mark the shit, that's called the steachuza. Now, v'ilu l'rem yudu rem shim, according to v'ilu shimin, mace of him, the case where the father dies first, v'yachakach ekdishim, then you mark the shit, l'sicha kro, you do not need a pasuk for that. Pshita, that's considered a steachuza. Right, so my love, what's the machoikas over here? Isn't the volcano, look at, is the machoikas over here? To rem meyes, so rem meyolds, kinyin, peiros, kinyin aguftami. A kinyan peres is not a kinyan aguf dami. Uvaho b'misa sovet hu de lo yaris v'lemidi. Here, like when the father dies, so what happened here? The son bought this kark off his father. Now, when you buy it, it's only a kinyan peres. But Ramei holds kinyan peres is a kinyan aguf dami. So it's like the son owns it completely. Then, when the father dies, so there's the Yerusha, but so what? It's like he doesn't yashin anything because he has it before. Therefore, meis other v'yachkachadisha sarakro. Therefore, in the case where your father dies, and then you yash, you need a pasuk, because since when you first bought it, it's called the stay miknasai. Then, when your father dies, the Yerusha doesn't give you anything more, because it was yours from before. So maybe I would still consider this a stay miknasai. Kamash for another pasuk, no, it's called the stay achuza. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, sarve the opposite. The Kenyan Paris is not Kenyan Aguf Dami. So therefore, Uvaho b'misas oviv hash tehevei hu de koyarsi. If the old Kenyan Paris, when the son first bought it off his father, all he had it was until Yaiva like. So it's only called the Kenyan Paris. That's not called like the son owned it completely yet. When does the son first really get it? When the father dies. So if so, when the father dies, that's a pure steachus asoi. Now it's called purely a steachuza. Therefore, hilkach, meis aviv, if the father died first. So mela, now when the father dies, it's called the real steachuza. And then, v'yachakach ekdisha, and then if the son will be matashit, l'sricha kro, for that I would not need a pasuk to say that's called the steachuza. Because that's the real, genuine steachuza. Because since when the father was alive and you bought it, you didn't own it. You only had a kinyan peres. When did you get it completely? When the father dies. Then you get it b'teros nachuza. So it's the son of the real achuza. That's why then I would not need a pasuk. I only need a pasuk if you makdish it before the father died. So when you were makdish it, it was a real stay miknasai. The chiddush is though, since this field of vegetable will become a stay achuza, it has the loch of achuza. V'chitzachro, when we need the pasuk, liyakdish of your makdish it first, v'yachakach meisavit, who the yitzrach? So who you see, this is the machlokes. So Mar says no. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Nirlam really aim like I can tell you biyam all over kasavu Rav Yudah Rav Shimon Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguvdami. It could be Rav Yudah also holds that Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguvdami. V'yach, what's the machlokes over here? Rav Yudah Rav Shimon Kurash Chovadarish. Here they dash in this pasuk that Lichter Rachmana. Why did the Torah say Im Esdei Mikdosoi Ashaloy Achuzosoi? My misdeach uzasai. What's the lashon of misdeach uzasai? That means sada shena really a steach uzah. Only a field that's not fit at all to be a steach uzah. But yotzis azum hashenken over here. She really a steach uzah. This was a field that was possible to be a steach uzah because it's a son. And you know, if you didn't buy it off the father and the father would die, you would yashin it. So this is a field that's in the pasha of Yerusha. That's the way he dashes a pasuk. But all over could be, everybody holds, Kenyan Peres is Kenyan Aguf Dami. Omer Rab Yosef, Ilav Yom Rabbi Yechon. That's Rabbi Yechon that says Kinyan Teres. Is the Kinyan Agufta me? If not for that Svara, Loi Motza Yod of Ragla Beis Medrash. I couldn't find my hands and feet in the Beis Medrash. Why? The Yom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yechon. Ha'achin Shecholku Lekucha Sein. When a father dies and the sons take over the fields and they divide it up, it behold Ein Breira, and it's called like each son binds it off the other son. And therefore, Machzir Zelazel B'Yovel, when it comes here, they have to return it. Now, these Sagodaitach, Lav Kinyin Aguvdom, if you want to tell me now, the Kinyin, since you have to give it back, is not like Kinyin Aguvdomi, if so, every single person now should not have to bring Bikurim. Loy Mishkachas, the Maisi Bikurim, Elachad Bar, Chad Ad Yeshua Benun. Only Yeshua Benun's son, a direct descendant from Yeshua Benun. There's only one son there, that is a Toti Yerusha. But any time you have two sons, since there we hold Ein Breira, we look as if one son buys it off the other son, and you tell him now when you buy something, since it goes back by Yovel, so it's only a Kinyan Peres, you should never have to give Bikurim. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very good. On my Rabbi, it says, Kro Masisim Asayla Rosh Lakish. But even so, you know, I have a Pasuk and I have a Mishnah, a Raya to Rosh Lakish. Kro, the Pasuk says, Mispa Shnei